Great snowmobile experiences await your family. We're headed out for a great winter experience next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
For the latest snowmobile grooming reports and current snowmobile conditions throughout the state, check out www.snowut.com. Grooming schedules are posted and conditions and snow depths are updated weekly. There is also a link to the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center so you can get all of your snowmobile information in one spot. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Fresh snow and great destinations add up to a lot of fun. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation meets us in northeastern Utah.
We got some great snowmobile experiences up in northeastern Utah as well, in and around the Uinta County Vernal area. We have a great partnership up there in which we work with Uinta and Daggett counties to help assist with the grooming operation and also the Ashley National Forest. And so, yeah, you may say, well, I'm going to go up northeastern Utah, take one of these great snowmobile trails up there, but then I can go ice fishing for a day, or I could do this, or I could do that, in order to enhance or extend that destination visit within our beautiful state and really take into account some of the diversity that exists within these local communities. We already talked about Duck Creek Village and also services in and around the town of Bryanhead, and we mentioned about Wasatch Mountain State Park here. We got a park just on the backside of the Wasatch Front, about 45 minutes away. You have rentals that are available right there. People can rent snowmobiles. If snowmobiling isn't maybe at the bulk of the whole of the family, why, there's snowshoe rentals that are available there as well. And so it really allows a family to go and have a great, great experience. And then afterwards, they can also dine and eat there.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.